Alex Marr's music is hard to describe. His songwriting fuses jazz, soul, funk, and electropop. The songs are fully formed and layered. Marr is a multi-instrumentalist who uses looping during his solo performances to create a full sound and bring the songs to life. Layer by layer, he performs percussion, electric guitar, vocals, keys, synth, SPDS drum pad and alto sax. Originally from Winnipeg, Marr is currently on tour across Canada. Marr's show is impressive and entertaining to take in, says Nicole Dybel, who leads Dryer Fire, the community-based, sustainability-focused event coordination and promotions organization that booked the show. I think Alex's music is different from a lot of the live music we typically see in the Sioux. I've been really enjoying it. The show is being hosted by Case's Music in their lounge, which will make for an intimate atmosphere. Case's Music Lounge has a house show sort of vibe with limited capacity and comfortable seating, says Dybel. Case's shows provide an intimate experience with artists able to interact with the audience. It will feel up close and personal. It's a very intimate setting. The show will be opened by local performer, Sibling. I really like to see Sibling play, says Dybel. They're a skilled and seasoned musician who plays earnest, clever, self-aware folk punk that can veer into hip-hop and electropop. I think they're a really good and interesting fit for this bill. Alex Marr will be performing on Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. Tickets for the event are $15 and are available here. As a community-focused and equitable organization, Dryer Fire is making a limited number of pay-what-you-can tickets available at the door. I think the only way we're going to build and maintain a healthy arts and live music scene here is through creating accessible events and opportunities, says Dybel. I also would rather people be able to come out and see some music than there be empty seats. Find out more about Alex Marr on his website or Facebook page. For more information on Dryer Fire, visit the organization's Facebook or Instagram pages.